problem. So he is 17.
The eye that mocks his father and scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley will pick out, and the young eagles will pick out.
Huh. So, 喜笑父母亲啊，描述他们的啊，他说眼睛会被那个乌鸦把它啄出来。
He says that he who mocks his father or scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it up.
小燕吃。
And feed it to the young eagles.
哎，也就是说啊，不孝顺父母的啊，连乌鸦都不如呢。
It means that you cannot even be living up to the raven standard if you cannot honor your own parents.
啊，那个。 乌鸦长大以后啊，它会去叼食物来给它那个大的乌鸦、老的乌鸦吃。The
ravens, as soon as they grow up, they're able to pick up some food from somewhere and bring it to their nest for their parents.
好，这都是告诉我们要孝顺。It
tells us all to be honoring our parents.
再来，第六条诫命是不可杀人。The
next one is the sixth commandment: you shall not murder.
啊，神造人以后啊，就 跟人家讲不可杀人。After
creating mankind, God instructed man not to murder.
啊，这个在创世纪第九章。This
is stated in Genesis chapter 9.
说，不管是人肉、动物，伤害人的生命、流血，神会追讨他的罪。Means
that if you hurt the mankind or animals, if you shed blood, then God will ask you to account for your sins.
该隐把他弟弟亚伯杀掉了，神就咒诅他。
Cain killed his brother Abel, and after that, God cursed him from then on.
说他要种地呀，耕种地都不为他效力。Even
if he planted in the ground, but the ground shall not yield any crops.
说他要漂流各地。He
shall be a wanderer to all places.
哦，就是因为伤害人的生命，失掉神的祝福。Because
he had murdered somebody and he had lost the blessings of God.
这个杀人有的是把坏人把好人杀掉。
Sometimes murdering is the evil man killing a good man.
好像该隐把那个亚伯杀掉。
Just as Cain had killed Abel.
他说亚伯的血啊，在地里面还为他伸冤哦，求神伸冤。
Even the blood of Abel can cry out from the ground to ask God to avenge for him.
啊，有的是把那个无辜的人杀掉。Sometimes
the innocent are killed.
哦，像那个希律王啊，为了要杀害耶稣啊，所以把那个婴孩啊，很多的婴孩都把他杀掉。King
Herod, in order to persecute Jesus, he killed all the baby and infants at that time.
法老王也是杀很多婴孩。In
the same way, the Pharaoh did likewise.
这都是无辜的。
These are innocent babies.
啊，就是杀恶人也不可以。Even
if we murder the evil man, we cannot do so.
啊，世间人呐、啊，欺负了迪拿。The
people of Shechem has violated against Dina.
啊，这个雅各有两个儿子啊。And
Jacob had two sons.
西缅跟利未啊，他们就说：“好啊，你要娶我的妹妹可以啊。”Simeon
and Levi said that, yes, if you want to take my sister as your wife,
你们男人通通要受割礼,
all your men shall be circumcised.
他们说好啊,
they agreed.
当人家受割礼疼痛的时候啊,他们两个刀拿着就进去啊,把所有的男丁杀掉。
But in the process of circumcision, they took the sword and the knife and killed all the men.
然后来西缅利未啊,两个受咒诅。
So Simeon and Levi were cursed from then on.
雅各说：“你们让我留下了臭名。”
Jacob said, "You have left me a bad name."
所以你们将来要分散住在弟兄当中。
So in the future, you shall be scattered and live among your brethren.
虽然事件啊做错事。
Even though Shechem has done something wrong.
但是西面、利未啊要去杀他，他们也是坏人。
Simeon and Levi have killed him, and they were evil men.
所以大卫说啊，恶事出于恶人啊。
Therefore, according to King David, evil comes out from evil men.
虽然扫罗要杀大卫，但是大卫不敢动手。Even
though Saul wanted to kill David, but David did not lift up his hand to kill him.
因为你如果去报复啊，把扫罗杀掉，你跟他一样，你是恶人。Because
if you have done a revenge to kill Saul, then you are likewise like Saul, an evil man.
啊，我们的生命是神给我们的，我们也不可以诛杀。
Our lives are given to us by God. We cannot commit suicide.
基督徒不可以自杀。Christians
cannot commit suicide.
啊，因为我们将来都要面对神。Because
in the future, we have to account for in the present.
我们遇到困难的时候，我们要。 祷告求神帮助。
When we meet with tribulations, we have to pray to God to ask for help.
啊，或者是找教会的传道者、教会的长老、执事，啊，请他们帮忙，我们解决困难。
Or to seek help from preachers and ministers and elders in the church.
这里面说啊，神不会让我们没有路可以走。
The Bible says God will not close all doors for us so that we don't have any way out.
在困难当中，神会为我们开出一条出路来。
In times of tribulation, God will open a door for us.
所以我们要学习仰望依靠神。
We have to learn how to rely and trust on Him.
所以诛杀跟杀人同样罪。
So committing suicide is the same severity with killing others.
将来都要面对审判。
In the future, we shall face judgment.
所以特别记住哈，不可以诛杀。
So please note this: do not commit suicide.
好。啊，不只是行动不可以杀人。
Not only in actions that we cannot murder others.
也不可以用话语去伤害人。
We cannot use our speech to hurt others.
啊，我们看箴言十二章。
Now we take a look at Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18.
箴言十二章十八节。
Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18.
说话浮躁的人，好像刀啊，刺人。
There is one who speaks like the piercing of a sword.
有的人讲话很伤人的。
Some people, their words are like a sword. They can hurt others.
好像那个刀啊，触到人的心里面，让人很痛苦。
As if a sword is piercing into one's heart, it's very painful.
哦，哎呀，有的人啊，就是因为人的话伤害他，他受不了，他就去上吊自杀。
Some people have killed themselves, committed suicide because they cannot take some people's words.
啊，虽然。不是你杀害他，不是你行动杀害他，那因为你的话伤害到他，啊，他才结束生命了。你还是有责任的。
Even if you did not perform the action of killing a person, but due to your own words, that person had committed suicide, you are also accountable.
哦，这样的，在神的面前呐，审判跑不掉的。
Before the face of God, you cannot run away from judgment.
耶稣把这个标准再提高。
So Jesus raised this standard even higher.
说不只是你不可以行动去杀人。
Saying that not only that you cannot kill others.
你的心里面就不会极度怨恨人。
Even within your heart, you cannot be jealous or hate others.
因为极度怨恨人呐、啊，这往往是因为杀，就变成杀人的原因。
Because jealousy and hatred are the basic elements before you can take action to murder others.
或你唱歌说啊。扫罗杀鼠千千，大卫杀鼠万万。
The women were singing a song saying that Saul killed thousands and David tens of thousands.
所以扫罗就嫉妒了。
And Saul was aroused in his jealousy.
我把千千归给我，把大万万归给他。
Oh, I only thousands were claimed unto me, but tens of thousands were unto David.
除了王位没有给他而已啊。
Is there anything else that's unto him aside from my kingdom?
啊，如果大卫存在的话，那我就不要做王了，我儿子就不要做王了。
With the presence of David, then all my descendants will not become the king.
所以他就因为嫉妒啊，非把大卫除掉不可。
So due to jealousy, he has to kill David.
啊，所以大卫帮他把那个哥利亚杀掉了。
David helped him to kill Goliath.
但是没想到，扫罗后来被自己心中的哥利亚把自己杀掉。
But he didn't think that within his heart there is a Goliath that had killed him.
因为他一直想要把大卫除掉。
Because he had always wanted to kill David.
啊，后来以非利士人一直攻过来啊，他都没有时间去管了、啊。
Later on, the Philistines were coming over, and he had no time to care.
等到最后的时候啊。啊，去上战场就死在战场上面了。
At the end, he went into battle and he died in a battle.
如果他能够好好重用大卫的话，他就不会有这样的遭遇了。
If he can make good use of David, he will not die a tragic end.
他说，因为嫉妒啊，他没有办法用那个有才干的人，啊，所以自己最后的结果就出亏了。
Because he was jealous, he cannot use the talented person, and in the end, he suffered the loss.
所以嫉妒跟怨恨往往是造成杀人的原因。
So jealousy and hatred are the basic factors for murdering others.
所以耶稣说，我们不可以骂弟兄。
The Lord Jesus said, "Do not yell at your brother and scold him."
不可以骂他是饭桶笨蛋。
You cannot scold him as stupid or fool.
说这样难免将来地狱的。
In this way, you cannot run away from the punishment of hell.
我们看一下好了，马太福音。
We turn to Matthew
第五章
Chapter
5。 那主耶稣把这个标准提高。
So Jesus had raised the bar。
我们看五章，马太福音五章二十一节啊，一直到二十六节哈。
Matthew chapter 5 verses 21 to 25。
Yeah, Justin 哪一个？
没有来。
没有啊，没有来，没有来，怎么有名字？Philip Chen。不只是行动不可以杀人，所以不可以骂弟兄。
Not only that you cannot perform murder by action, you also cannot scold a brother.
他说这难免公会的审判或地狱的佛。
You will not be released from the judgment of the council or the fire of hell.
所以从心里面呢，要来说这个诫命。
From within our heart, we have to keep this commandment.
再来说，你如果要来拜神献礼物。
And then next, it instructs us if we want to bring a gift to the altar and worship God.
啊，想到说有弟兄啊对你怀恩，怀怨就是他有弟兄啊在啊埋怨你。
And then remember that there's a brother that has something against you.
啊，说你先把礼物放着，去跟他和好，啊再来拜神。
Leave your gift there before the altar and go away to reconcile to your brother and then worship God.
你的礼物神才会应纳。
In that way, then your gift will be accepted by God.
啊，所以这个就是告诉我们，人跟人之间的关系会影响到人跟神的关系。
This tells us that human relationships will affect our relationship with God.
如果你人跟人的关系不好的话，哈，你要拜神呐，啊，神也不应纳。
Even if we want to serve God or worship God, if our human relationships are not well built, then God will not accept us.
在彼得前书里面说啊。如果夫妻吵架哈，你的祷告神也不听哎。
In First Peter it says that if a couple quarrels, then God will not hear their prayers.
所以人要先和好。
So between mankind, we need to reconcile with each other first.
跟神和好。
Then we can be reconciled with God.
哈，啊，另外一个就是慢性的自杀哈，吸毒。
On the other hand, there is a type of murder which is committing suicide slowly, like taking drugs.
啊，好像那个拿巴哈，一个人办一个宴席啊，好像王的宴席，在那边吃喝啊，暴饮暴食，这也不对啊。
Just like Nabal, he threw a feast by himself, and he was enjoying his own feast.
哦，所以有的人啊，饮食啊没有节制，这个不正常。
Some people are gluttonous; they cannot control their own food intake.
啊，有的人一种厌食症啊，东西都不吃啊，瘦巴巴的，那也不对。
Some people are anorexic, they refuse to eat anything. They're so thin and skinny, it's not right either.
另外一个是不可以堕胎。
On the other hand, you also cannot go through abortion.
哦，在美国还常常在辩论嘛，哈。
In the US, we know that there's a controversy.
但是从圣经里面呢，这胎儿已经成型就有生命了。
But according to the Bible standard, as soon as there's a fetus, then there is life.
啊，所以你把它打掉哈，就是杀人。
If you
孩子还没有生出来，但有生命了，你又把它打掉，就是杀人罪。
But abortion is killing human life, even though the fetus have not been fully developed into a child, but you are taking life away.
啊，一个情况之下，就医生认为说，这个妈妈怀孕很危险，如果没有处理的话，可能妈妈的生命也会受影响。
Only if there is one condition where, if the fetus is not taken away, then theEven the mother's life can be, cannot be protected.
啊，那个时候有时候不得已呀、啊，啊才 允许啊。
By no choice can this be allowed？
啊，不过一般啊，我们在教会里面呢、啊，我们都鼓励啊，特别祷告，还有神保守母主就能够得平安。
But generally within the church, we encourage you to pray constantly to God, and God will preserve the mother and child.
啊，所以这个都有关生命的问题，我们要特别注意。
This law is pertaining the life. We have to pay special attention.
第七戒是不可奸淫。
The seventh commandment is you shall not commit adultery.
我们看到啊，魔鬼就是借着男女之间的关系啊，来破坏人的幸福。
We know that the devil makes good use of this commandment to break our relationship with God.
但是我们知道，苟合情淫的人呢、啊，神会审判的。
We know that those who are committing sexual immorality or adultery shall be judged by God.
挪亚的世代啊，因为婚姻关系很乱，所以神就用洪水把它灭掉。
In the generation of Noah, it was very chaotic in terms of their marriage, so God used the flood to destroy them. Likewise, in the times of Sodom,
神用硫磺火把它灭掉。
God used sulfur and rained it down on them.
以色列人来到实亭啊。
The Israelites came to Shittim.
啊，在过约旦河就是迦南地了。
Only one more step, they can enter into the land of Canaan.
结果那个巴兰啊，为摩押王设了一个计谋。
So Balaam created a conspiracy together with the enemies.
他本来要咒诅以色列人，一咒诅神都把他改成祝福。
Actually, he wanted to curse the Israelites, but God turned it into blessings.
他就跟那个摩押王。巴勒说、啊、你如果要害以色列人很简单，用你们的女孩子去引诱他们就好了。
He said it's easy to entice the Israelites. He told the Moab king Balak that you can use your virgins to entice them.
啊，结果他们就受引诱犯罪了，拜偶像了。
So the people sinned and they worshipped idols.
结果就瘟疫临到啊，死掉14,000多人。
So pestilence can't be fall upon them.
24,000人。
24,000 people were dead.
迦南地已经在前面了，而且这个属在哪里
？The land of Canaan was already in front of them, but they died there.
所以圣经里面讲到哈，这个淫乱的人没有办法进神的国。
So the Bible says clearly that the adulterous people cannot enter the kingdom of God.
哦，所以这个都要特别注意的，要求神保守我们的身心圣洁。
We have to pay special attention so that God will keep and preserve us to be holy and pure.
神设立的婚姻是一夫一妻的制度。
God established marriage to be one husband and one wife.
等到年纪大了啊，长大成熟了，按照合法的啊结婚呐、啊，就是神祝福的。
Till you have reached the age and you're legal to be allowed to be married, and then you can come into marriage.
啊，不合道理的婚，那个男女之间的关系啊，不是婚姻呐、啊，不合道理的男女关系呀、啊，啊，那个是犯罪的行为。
Illegitimate relationship between male and female, not according to the truth, these are called sin.
婚前的苟合，就还没有结婚呐、啊，啊，就生活在一起。
Cohabitation before marriage is also not allowed.
或者是订婚了以后还没有结婚啊，就同居啊，这个都是苟合的行为。
Living together after you have been engaged but before you are married, this is also a form of
或者是离婚再娶。
Or you have been divorced and then you get married again.
或者是娶那个被休的妇人，就是离婚的妇人。
Or you marry someone who has been divorced.
或者是跟那个行淫的人呐、啊，跟他啊结婚。
Or you marry someone who has committed adultery.
哦，这都是淫乱的行为。
These are called adultery.
啊，所以我们在结婚找对象啊，我们也是要很注意。
So in entering to marriage and seeking for our life partner, we have to pay special attention.
在教会里面，弟兄姊妹婚前要保守圣洁。
In the church, brothers and sisters should keep themselves pure.
有的人年轻的时候啊，随便交往啊，因为啊情欲发动啊，就发生关系。
Some people have dated with each other, and due to their fleshly desires, something happened.
当然不得已就是要赶快结婚呐、
啊。But they can't have no choice but to quickly get married.
但是如果那个是补救了。已经错误造成了。
In that case, they have already committed the mistake and they are making themselves up.
但是婚前的苟合，这个就是罪，这个神会审判。
But cohabitation before marriage is also coming under the judgment of God.
但是如果说苟合了以后，你跟一个人发生关系，又跟另外一个人呢，就是淫乱罪了。
But if you already live together with someone before marriage, and then you again commit adultery with another person, then this shall be called acts of committing adultery. This sin is even more severe.
所以淫乱的行为啊，我们不可以做。
So actions of adultery is prohibited.
所以圣经说啊，神的旨意就是要我们用圣洁尊贵守住我们的身体。
The will of God is so that we can keep ourselves pure and holy.
因为我们的身体是圣灵的殿，
because our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
是神的宝血把我们救赎的。
We have been redeemed by His blood.
是圣灵的居所。
It is the dwelling of the Holy Spirit.
所以神的殿是很神圣的。
Therefore, the temple of the Holy Spirit is very holy.
那再来，为着要保守圣洁啊，所以一些淫乱的话语我们不要讲。
And next, in order to preserve our holiness, let us not speak adulterous words. Do not even have the slightest thinking of adultery.
所以圣经说，你看到妇女动淫念啊，就是跟她犯奸淫了。
Therefore, the Bible refers to a person who is looking lustfully as a woman, as committing adultery.
要我们求圣灵帮助我们，心思上要圣洁。
We have to ask the Holy Spirit to help us so that we can be clean and pure in our thinking.
所以不要去 看那些污秽的一些图片。Let
us not see those obscene images.
现在电脑里面很多很脏乱的东西呀，我们要注意，不要去看。Nowadays,
we have many things that are defiling ourselves in the internet. Let us keep
close.
We have to keep a close watch.
对神要有敬畏的心。And
we have to be reverent toward God.
好像耶稣受到引诱的时候，他说：“我怎么可以做这种大恶来得罪神？”
Just as when Joseph was enticed by the master's wife, he said, "How can I do this thing to sin against God?"
因为有神的话在里面。
Because he had the truth of God within him.
因为有敬畏神的心。
He has a heart of fearing the Lord.
所以面对试探的时候，就能够靠神来得胜。
So when facing temptation, he can be victorious over it.
我们不要喝酒。
Let us not drink wine.
因为喝酒会让人失掉理智。
Because drinking wine will make you lose control.
有时候受到引诱的时候，自己就没有办法控制，就犯罪。
When you are under the temptation and under the influence of wine, then you can sin.
所以箴言23章里面说，酒在那个杯中闪烁，你不要去看它。
Therefore, in Proverbs chapter 23, it says that the wine is sparkling in the cup.
因为你喝下去以后啊，会刺你，好像毒蛇一样。
Because once you drink it, it will be like the poison of the serpent.
你会看到很多怪异的现象。You
will see many, many images that are not true.
有的人是因为喝酒，所以失掉理智，犯罪。
Some people have sinned because they have lost their consciousness due to drinking wine.
另外一个就是我们的服装啊，我们要注意。Also,
we need to pay attention to our apparel.
姐妹，尤其在这个服装上啊，要庄重。Sisters
have to dress appropriately.
有时候穿太暴露的衣服啊，也会让人引起犯罪的动机。Sometimes
when you dress too revealing, you will also cause other people to be coming under temptation.
自己本身受伤害。
You yourself will suffer the loss.
所以我们自己衣服也要特别注意。
So we have to keep close watch over our clothing.
有一次我在一个教会讲分别为圣。
One time I was in a church, I was talking about the truth about sanctifying yourself.
我也讲到说衣服要特别庄重。
I was speaking about how to dress appropriately.
有一些姐妹就去跟另外一个长老讲，哇，传道怎么讲这么严？
And some sisters went to the elder to say, "How come the pastor speak in such a strict way?" He even want to care about how other people dress. And so the elder was very humorous.
他说：“你们姐妹也体谅一下弟兄的软弱嘛。”
Sisters, you have to care for the weaknesses of the brother. Okay.
所以你们穿庄重一点，就不会让他们引起他们犯罪的动机嘛。
If you dress appropriately, then you will not entice them into committing a sin and falling into temptation. So we have to be conservative in our clothing.
这样子，分别为圣。 因为基督徒有基督徒的样式。
That way we can separate and sanctify ourselves, having the mark of a Christian.
所以更重要的就是求主耶稣保守我们。
Most importantly, we ask the Lord Jesus to preserve us.
我们如果常常祷告，圣灵充满。
If we constantly pray and we're filled with the Holy Spirit,
圣灵会给我们力量。
The Holy Spirit will give us strength.
好像保罗说啊。有时候一些好的事情我做不出来、啊、不好的事情会去做。
Just as Paul said, I do those things which I will not to do, but I those things that I want to do, I do not do it.
那感谢主啊，我现在靠着圣灵，我就能够得胜了。
But thanks to the grace of Jesus, that now through the Holy Spirit, I'm victorious.
所以在以西结书三十六章里面。
So in Ezekiel chapter 36.
说以色列人啊，以前神叫他说不可以这样，不可以那样。
He says, in the past, the Israelites were commanded by God not to do this, not to do that.
但是他们都好像硬着颈项的百姓。
But they were like stiff-necked nation.
虽然知道就是做不到。
Even though they know, but they cannot perform it.
所以神说，我现在要给他们一个新的心，给他们一个新的灵。
But God says, now I will give them a new heart, I will give them a new spirit.
让他们那个熟的心啊，就变成肉的心。
I will transform their heart of stone into a heart of flesh.
让他们从内心啊，就很甘愿、很顺服神的律法。
So that from within their hearts, they will be willing to obey and submit to the laws of God.
我们有的人常常问说啊。我怎么做啊才不会犯罪被教会除名。
Some people may ask the question, what should I not do in order not to be excommunicated by the church?
说道理说都很辛苦啊，就是怕说被教会除名。
I'm having a hard time to keep the truth, and all I'm worrying is to not to be excommunicated from the church.
其实不是这样的。
Actually, it's not this way.
而是让我们有属灵的力量。
It is so that we have the spiritual strength.
圣灵充满了以后啊，你很乐意守神的道。
After we are being filled with the Holy Spirit, we are willingly obeying the truth.
你对那些啊不好的事情很自然，你就不会喜欢。
To all those evil things, naturally we do not like them.
是很自然的，而不是勉强出来的。
It comes naturally, we are not coerced.
人家对你不好的时候，你很乐意啊，就赦免他。
When someone has wronged you, very willingly you forgive them.
面对试探呢，你根本就没有什么吸引力啊。
When you face temptation, these things are not even attractive to you.
因为我们有圣灵的力量。
Because we have the strength of the Holy Spirit.
里面的那个人强壮起来了。你对这些事情呢，你就能够战胜。
The inner man has been very strong, and we can conquer all these temptations.
所以我们说要常常在圣灵里面祷告。
That's why we say we have to pray in the Spirit.
圣灵会给我们力量战胜。
The Holy Spirit will give us the strength to be victorious.
所以你对那些罪恶的事情不会喜欢的，不喜欢。
So that it will make us not attracted to all those sinful things.
就是我们自己本身属灵的力量要强起来。
We have to be strong in this manner in our spiritual inner self.
第八戒是不可偷盗。
And the eighth commandment is, you shall not steal.
这个贪爱别人的财物哈。
To greed after someone else's wealth.
这个是会受到神的咒诅。
This person shall be cursed by God.
这个第八戒其实积极的就是要保障人的个人的财产所有权呢。
In the eighth commandment, it is a guarantee to ensure a person's properties.
圣经里面也有一些啊，贪爱财物失败的例子。
We have some examples in the Bible whereby a person has been greedy after wealth and failed.
像基阿西去跟那个乃曼要财物。
Just as Gehazi has been demanding some wealth from Naaman.
后来啊，他就乃曼的麻风变成。连到那个基亚西身上。
And leprosy of Naaman had befallen upon this servant Gehazi.
亚干啊，去拿了那个耶利哥的那些示拿衣服啊、金银啊，最后被人家用石头打死。
Achan had also stolen many goods and clothings, and later on he was stoned to death.
犹大为着30块钱把主耶稣卖掉，自己最后上吊自杀，什么都没有得到。
30 pieces of silver, Judas sold Jesus and make him crucified on the cross. In the end, he gained nothing.
所以贪财偷窃的东西都是不好的。
So greed and to steal others' properties are not good.
偷窃就是你没有尊重，没有经过人家的允许，把别人的东西拿来变成你的，就是偷窃。
To steal is to take other people's possession without their permission.
这个包括对你父母亲的东西啊。
This is also including your attitude towards your parents' properties.
有人认为说，爸爸跟妈妈的东西我把它拿来没有关系。
Some people think that it's all right if I take my parents' things.
我们看箴言28章。
We take a look at Proverbs chapter 28.
箴言28章。
Proverbs chapter 28.
24节。
Verse 24.
28章24节。
Chapter 28, verse 24.
偷窃父母的说啊，这不是罪，但是这个人跟强盗同类。
Whoever robs his father or his mother and says it is no transgression, the same is companion to a destroyer.
父母亲的东西就是父母亲的东西。
The things that belong to your parents belongs to them.
啊，他要给你是心甘情愿给你的，你感谢领受。
If they want to give you, they willingly give it to you. You are thankful from your heart.
但是父母亲没有讲说要给你啊，你随便把它拿来啊。那你就是偷窃父母。
But before your parents say that they are going to give it to you, and you take it without their permission, then you are robbing them.
所以你不要认为这个没有罪，在神来看，这跟强盗一样。
So don't think that you are not sinning by doing this. In the eyes of God, you are just as equally a companion to the thief.
我说有的儿女啊，贪爱父母亲的财产。
Some children are craving after the.Wealth of their parents.
啊，想办法把父母亲的财产弄到自己的账上。
They think of means and ways of how to grab hold of the parents' wealth.
这个不对啊，这个。
This is not right.
好，父母亲要给你的，啊，那你这甘心领受了，感谢领受了。
If your parents want to inherit it to you, then you give thanks and receive it.
但是没有经过父母亲的允许，你把他的东西拿来变为你的。就是偷窃。
But without the permission of your parents, you take their possessions and to make it become yours. This is called robbing.
哦，所以我们看到说这个诫命啊，这个很重要的。
We see that this commandment is very important.
还有不诚实的买卖。
And also unrighteous dealings.
用诡诈的方法去夺取人家的财物，这个都不对。
Using unrighteous ways to grab hold of others' possessions and wealth. This is not right.
在呀。撒加利亚书五章第三节啊。
In Zechariah chapter 5 verse 3.
说这个偷窃的人啊会受咒诅。
A thief will be cursed.
啊，为着要防止偷窃啊，所以我们要殷勤工作。
In order to prevent ourselves to rob others, then we have to be diligent.
所以要殷勤做正经事。
We have to be diligent to work that which is righteous.
啊，我们自己本身有一个正当的职业。
We ourselves have a good job.
还有固定的收入。
We have a constant salary income.
我们本身就啊，生活就有钱可以用啊，啊还可以剩下的还可以去帮助别人。
Then we will have money to spend, and the remaining we can help others.
我们讲这个正经的事业啊，就是不要做那个投机的事业了。
So we are talking about
不要做那个非法的、不合法的。
We are talking about legitimate jobs and jobs that are not unlawful.
这个正经的是一个就要合法。
First is to have a righteous job, which is a legal job.
我们信徒不要做违法的事情啊。
We do not violate against the law.
比如说去贩毒。
For example, we deal with drugs.
这个违法的。
This is illegal.
利润很高啊，那非法。
Even though we have a high profit, but this is illegal.
不可以做。
We cannot do it.
啊，再来一个就是要合道理。
And Christians have to have jobs that are according to the truth.
有的合法，但是不合道理，我们也不可以做。
Sometimes some jobs are lawful, but not according to the truth.
比如说开赌场，我们就不可以了。
For example, we cannot open a casino.
哦，啊，开酒家舞厅啊，那不合道理。
Or operating bars and nightclubs.
好，这个不合道理的啊，还有不合法的，我们都不能做。
So unlawful occupations or occupations that are not according to the truth, we cannot do it.
啊，求神让我们有一个清洁的心。
We ask God to give us a pure and clean heart.
好像亚伯拉罕去打仗得胜回来。
Just as Abraham went to a battle and he was victorious and he came back.
所当马王说啊，你可以把财物都拿去。
The king of Sodom said, "You can take all the possessions."
但是亚伯拉罕说啊，不是我的东西啊，一条鞋带。一根线呐、啊，我都不要。
But Abraham said, "I will not even take one thread of the sandal if that is not mine."
免得你说啊，所多玛王让我富足了。
Lest you say that the king of Sodom had made me wealthy.
因为神会让你富足的。
Because God will make you wealthy.
啊，不会加上忧虑。
But he will add no sorrow to it.
那我们有时候也会借着一些财物来引诱你。
Sometimes the devil will also entice you using wealth.
但是这个不合法得到的财物啊，一定会有副作用，最后会消失掉。
But these unrighteous money will carry with it side effects, and in the end, it will disappear.
Oh, 所以我们要像亚伯兰。 不是我的东西，不管什么啦，不是我的就是不要。
We have to learn like Abraham. If it's not mine, I will not want it because it's not mine.
我们来看箴言30章。
We turn to Proverbs chapter 30.
箴言30章。
Proverbs chapter 30.
从第七节到第九节。
From verse 7 to verse 9.
说求神啊，是给他两件事情。
He was asking God to give him two things.
第八节说，那个虚假跟谎言呐，远离我。
Verse 8 says, "Remove falsehood and lies far away from me."
啊，就是要做一个诚实人，不要讲一些谎话。
Which means to be a truthful man and who speaks no lies.
就虚谎啊，我们第下一节第九节就讲。
So falsehood we will next cover in the next commandment.
或者说，不要让我太贫穷，也不要让我太富足。
And also give me neither poverty nor riches.
二是给我需用的饮食。
Feed me with the food allotted to me.
因为恐怕我太饱足了，太富足了，就不认识神，说神是谁啊？
Lest I be full and deny you and say, "Who is the Lord?"
啊，如果太贫穷了，因为或者没有东西出去偷窃呀，就亵渎神了。
Or lest I be too poor and steal because I have nothing to eat.
所以这个雅古尔的祷告很好。 So
the wisdom of Agur was very good.
那我们有一个知足的心。
To have a contented heart.
啊，不一定要太富足。
We do not need to be overly wealthy.
因为人在富足当中啊，以为是靠自己的才干，就忘记神。
Sometimes because in our wealth, we will think that we have acquired them by our own means, we forget God.
其实得不财的力量是神给你的。
But God is the one who gives you the ability to obtain those wealth.
所以当你富足了以后，你要感谢神。
When you become wealthy, you have to give thanks to God.
啊，那谁求神不要让我们太贫穷。
And also pray to God that let us not be under poverty.
因为太穷的话，你都要。 贫穷起盗心呐，因为太穷了啊，所以看到什么都想要。
Because if we are too poor, then our hearts would want to have some things that we don't have.
哦，啊，求神让我们生活当中所需用的都够用。
So we ask the Lord to give us and provide us with all things that we need in our daily lives.
这是很好的祷告。This
is a good prayer.
啊，那第九节。
And then next is the ninth commandment.
就是不可做假见证陷害人。
You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor.
啊，不要做伪证。
Do not become a false witness.
也就是说，在那个法庭上哦，或者是在法庭上啊，你作证的时候要老实讲。
Which means in a court of law, when you testify, you have to say the truth.
啊，对人当中啊，有时候在跟人家讲话，我们讲话也要诚实。
And when we speak to each other, we have also to be honest.
所以在美国说啊，诚实是最好的政策嘛，哦。So
therefore, in the U.S., it says honesty is the best policy.
啊，所以你要做什么，你就实实在在的。Whatever
that you want to do, do it righteously and not in lies.
以前呐，曾经有好几个姐妹、弟兄姐妹，他们要申请那个身份呐。In
the past, we have some brothers and sisters who are trying to apply for. Status here.
啊，有的那个律师都会教他说你怎么作假，做一些假的事情。
And some attorneys will teach them how to do some things and to lie.
但是那些啊，法官呐，那个检察官呐，不是那么笨呐。
However, those immigration officers are not that dumb.
他们都是经过训练的，所以他在问话当中啊，都可以套出来你讲的话是不是实在啊。
They are very well trained, so in during the interview, they are easily they will detect whether whatever you say is the truth or not.
我上过一次法庭，我才知道啊。I
went to the court once, and then I discovered.
同样一个事情啊，他有时候反复问3-4次。
They will ask you 3 to 4 times regarding the same matter.
啊，你如果同样的你是实在的话，你这3-4次啊讲的都是一样。
If you are truly truthful, then you will say the correct answer, even if you are asked 3 to 4 times.
啊，但是你如果是欺骗的话，你就会露出马脚，讲的就不都不上。
But if you are lying, you will not say the correct way that the following times.
我讲起来他们很厉害的。
They're very, they're expert in this.
啊，所以有的人想要造假，后来都没有办法通过。
Some people lie and they cannot pass.
啊，有的信徒啊，他就很老实。
But some believers are very honest.
他祷告神说：“神啊，你不要让我讲谎话。”They
pray to God, God, please do not allow me to.
啊，实实在在讲。We
say everything honestly.
啊，原告就我官就说 OK pass 就通过了。And
the officer will say OK passed, your case is passed.
啊，有一个姐妹。 怕他讲错话。
One sister was afraid that she would say the wrong thing. She prayed.
啊，主啊，你叫那个我官啊，不要问我太多事情啊，免得我讲错话。
Lord, please ask the judge not to ask me so many things, lest I falter in my speech.
啊，没想到一去啊，我官也没有问他什么都 OK 就通过了。
But without far from his expectation, she went there. The judge didn't even ask anything, and she passed.
好，所以圣经要我们做诚实人。
The Bible requires us to be honest.
好，那个 Jason 啊 ，Jason Yu 啊，福音教会的，
我们
妈妈。
Canoga Park member, Brother Jason.
Yeah, yeah, 他在那个 San Jose 那边呢。
Right now he's in San Jose.
那他来信主了以后啊。
After coming to believe in Christ.
他接到那个法院通知。
He received a court action.
因为他还没有信主以前呢、啊，他就做了一件事。
Before he came to believe in Christ, he had done something.
还没有信主以前呢、啊，他有一些不好的习惯嘛。
Before coming to Christ, he had some misconduct.
他为着要吸毒，所以他跟朋友借$200。
Because of trying to take some drugs, he borrowed $200 from his friend.
他就把车子借给他的同学。
He lent his friend a car.
后来他把$200还给他以后啊，他同学啊，车子不还给他。
But even after he paid the $200 to his classmate, the classmate refused to return the car.
所以他就去报警。
So he filed a police report.
说啊，我开车回来，从学校回到宿舍拿东西。
He said, I come back from school to the dorm to take something.
把我车子啊，钥匙没有关啊，没有熄火。
I did not take my key off the ignition.
结果我下来的时候啊，我车子就被人家偷走了。
But as soon as I come out of the car was stolen by somebody else.
啊，后来啊，警察一找，警察很快啊就找到那个车子啊，啊就把那个他的同学呀、啊，啊就把他抓起关起来了。
But very quickly, the police are able to find the car and arrested the classmate.
因为他偷人家车子嘛。
Because he had stolen someone's car.
啊，后来他来信主。
And later on, he came to believe in Christ.
他懂圣经啦。
He knew the Bible.
不可以讲谎话，不可作伪证啊。
You cannot be a false witness. You cannot speak lies.
啊，所以他就很挣扎。
So he was struggling in his heart.
现在法院叫我去。
Now I'm asked to go to the court of law.
我如果老实讲的话，啊，变成我抓去关我同学出来。
If I speak honestly, I'm going to be arrested, and my friend is going to be released.
啊，但是如果我不老实讲的话，我又违背这个神的诫命。
But if I do not speak the truth, then I will violate the commandments of God.
啊，心中啊就很难过，一直很挣扎。
It was very difficult for him because he kept on struggling in his heart.
后来他就下决心了、啊，我要老实讲。
But later on, he decided, I want to speak the truth.
我整个晚上一直祷告。
The whole night long, he prayed.
啊，第二天他就去了。
On the second day, he went.
啊，就宣誓啊。
So he.
我要老实讲。
He gave a pledge. I will speak the truth.
啊，后来他真的跟法官说，我现在把事情的经过啊真的老实讲啊。
And he said to the judge, now I will recount the whole thing, but the truth.
啊，因为他讲完了以后，法官说，好，那你讲完了，你可以回家。
But as soon as he's finished, the judge said, "You have finished your case. You can go home."
啊，后来过不久啊，他同学也被放出来了。
And not long after that, the classmate was released.
哦，所以他感到很高兴。我虽然老实讲啊，但是神看顾我，让我没有被抓进去关起来。
He was very delighted, even though he spoke the truth, but he was not arrested.
哦，所以神叫我们哈、哦、要。做人要诚实，说话也要诚实。
So the Bible tells us we have to be a righteous man and we have to be honest in our speech.
在圣经里面也有一些例子嘛。
The Bible also has some examples.
亚哈做王的时候，看到拿伯的葡萄园很好。
When Ahab was reigning as king, he saw the vineyard of Naboth.
那他就说啊，我是不是可以跟你换
？He liked the vineyard and he said, "Can I do an exchange?"
啊，我是不是可以跟你买？
Can I purchase it from you?
那犹太人呐、啊，因为这个产业是神给的，他们不随便买的。
For the Jews,
不随便买的。
It is not easy to ask them to sell their land because they are an inheritance from the Lord. They said no.
那亚哈都不高兴啊，饭都吃不下了。
So Ahab was very disturbed in his heart. He cannot even take his meals.
亚哈王还不敢做坏事啊。
King Ahab did not dare to do unrighteous things.
他的太太真的很坏。
But his wife is certainly very evil.
所以你怎么闷闷不乐不吃饭,
Why are you cast down all day long and refuse to eat? What is going on?
我想要那个葡萄园,不给我。
He said, I'm thinking about the vineyard of Naboth, but he refused to give it to me.
你做个王啊, 连个葡萄园都要不到, 还做什么王?
The wife said, what kind of a king are you? You cannot even take another person's vineyard.
继续吃饭, 我替你想办法。
Go and eat, I will think of a solution for you.
然后他就写信了, so she wrote, 用王的名字, 盖王的章。
She wrote an edict from the, using the seal of the king.
叫拿伯那个城里面的长老, 召集大会。
To pass a decree saying that all the elders in that place and call Naboth here
召集,叫几个匪徒来做伪证
and to ask some evil men to as witnesses
说拿伯违谤王违谤神
saying that Naboth have blasphemed against the king and blasphemed against God
然后把他抓出去, 用石头把他打死
and then arrest him outside and stone him to death
那不死掉了,葡萄园不是你的吗?
So Naboth was dead, and the vineyard, doesn't it belong to you?
结果那个耶洗别就用王的命令啊,就这样下去了。
So Jezebel passed the decree using the command of the king.
那伯被打死了。
So Naboth was stoned to death.
后来神叫以利亚先知说,你去见耶和华王。
Later on, God sent Prophet Elijah to go and meet with King Ahab.
耶和华王对,以利亚先知对亚哈王说 说王啊你把自己出卖掉了你把自己卖掉了
So the prophet Elijah said to King Ahab King you have betrayed yourself You have sold yourself
啊你杀了人你要夺人家的葡萄园啊
You have murdered another person in order to take their vineyard
说你在什么地 狗在什么地方啊舔拿伯的血啊 也要在那里来舔你的血
Wherever the dog will lick Naboth's bloodAt that place also, the dogs will lick your blood. Later on, we know that the family of King Ahab died tragically. Those who died on the streets, their flesh were eaten by the dogs. And those who died in the field, the eagles ate their flesh. King Ahab, however, died on the battlefield.
后来他的车啊，在那个池塘边，在那边洗啊，狗就在那边舔呐。
And then his body was by the
拉的血啊
by the road, and then the dogs were licking his blood.
耶洗别啊，后来被丢下去了。And
Jezebel was later thrown down.
啊，后来过一下子要去找啊，找不到了，只剩下骨头了，都已经被。
When the people were trying to find her remains, nobody can find them. Only the bones were left. So the evil man died a tragic death.
所以神叫我们啊，要真的为人诚实，因为神都在上面监察。
So the Bible tells us that we have to speak truthfully because God is up there looking down at us.
所以言语上啊，要诚实。
In our speech, we have to speak the truth.
最后的就是讲到心啊，不要贪。
And finally, it talks about our hearts, not to covet.
因为圣经里面讲那个贪心跟拜偶像是一样罪的。
Because covetousness is the same as worshipping idols, according to the Bible.
因为贪心跟拜偶像都有关系的。
To be greedy is the same as we are trying to worship idols.
我们要敬畏神，因为一切的赏赐。 福气的源头就从神来的嘛。
We have to fear the Lord because every grace and every blessing come from Him.
所以你要专心依靠神。
So we have to pay attention to rely on God.
不要贪心。
Do not be greedy.
不要用那些不好的手段要来得到一些财物。
Do not use unrighteous means and ways to get wealth.
得到别人的妻子、儿女、财产，这都不可以。
To get the wealth of others, the wives of others, or the children of others.
要紧的就是我们要有一个知足的生活。
Which means, most importantly, we have to live a contented life.
一起默祷。
Pray in silence.